What's going on, everybody? It's Drew here. I want to welcome you to the latest edition of the N4G podcast. Like I said, my name is Drew. I'm going to be your host for this evening. And at the current moment, I have with me Justin, the Killer Wolverine Ninja Testa.
Hey, what's up? How's it going?
Fantastic. That's your name from now on. I'm going to call you that from now on. You need to change your gamer tag.
You got 10 bucks to shell out for
Shit.
Me?
Shit. No, I'm good. But
because right. It sounds much better than the one I have now.
Well, but anyway, so we're going to get right down to it. Unfortunately, no one else could join us because they got better things to do.
Oh, better things to do, my ass.
Yeah, I know. PAX and the beach. Come on, guys. What the fuck are you guys doing?
Those are lame excuses.
I'm hanging out with your wife and girlfriend. Come on. Who needs one?
For real. All the drama. Fuck.
Oh, my God. But anyway, so, I mean, I guess, you know, as usual, we talk about what we've been playing this week. I mean, Justin, I mean, if you want to go ahead and start, I mean, what did you play a little this week?
Just that, very little. I played the first couple acts of Bulletstorm. I finally got into single player Bulletstorm. And it's not bad. I don't know. You probably, I don't know if you played it or not, but it's just, I don't know. It's an arcadey type, I guess, first person shooter, you know. Based on, you know, kill shots and shit like that. It's an interesting little story. Ken hit it really on the head when he said that the main character looks like Wolverine. He looks dead on Wolverine. And, of course, Steve Blum is the, like he said, the voice actor. So he not only looks like it but sounds like Wolverine. But, you know, it's a blast. It really is. A single player is a lot of fun. Multiplayer, when we discussed it, you know, a couple weeks back, is fun. So it's a fun little game if you're into that type of thing. And what I noticed too is since Epic made it, it looks, the character models look like Gears, and you know, the tree trunk legs and the, you know, movement. So
yeah, they all wear the power armor.
Yeah, so it's not Gears, but it is. I mean, it's not stop and pop like Gears, but you know, it's still, you have to use cover, otherwise you will die a lot. And I noticed that in one part of the one of the first acts, or the first chapter, or one of the couple chapters in the first act. I just, how it is, you know, the game is leveled out, acts and chapters. I'm babbling. I'm going to stop. I'm having a lot of fun with it, actually, so we'll see. I'll play more of that later. Other than that, man, I played, I got lucky and went over to the Boogeyman's house. He got MLB The Show 11 for review, and that game is a lot of fun for baseball fans. They changed a lot of things. You know how, do you play any baseball?
I play the bigs.
Okay. All right. I don't know if you know that MLB 2K, you know how their pitching controls, I don't know if you play the demos or anything, where, you know, you use the analog stick to pitch.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, the show has implemented that now, and they use it for everything, not just the pitches, but they use it obviously for the batting and the fielding, which if it's a lot better done with the show. In 2K, you have to flick the for pitching, you have to flick like two different motions. So if you want to throw a fastball, you start by pressing down on the right stick and then pressing up to finish your pitch. So it's kind of hard. In the show, all you do is just hit up and down and just release it at the right moment to actually get a good pitch. So it's a lot easier in the show. For batting, obviously, you just hit up, or for power, you hit down, then up. Fielding, if you want to throw it to second, hit up on the right stick, you know, left for home, or third, down for home, left for first. So it's done a lot easier, but you don't have to use it. You can use typical controls. The big thing this year is move support. The only thing you can use it for is a home run derby, but it is amazing. It is obviously one-to-one, so whatever you do with the Move controller, it does it on the screen. So it's really fun. It's a new way to play home run derby as opposed to just hitting the button and hoping you get a home run. So this time you swing the Move remote as hard as you can, hit a home run. It's a lot of fun. There's other different game modes. They now have co-op. Sinking co-op, wow. For which is big because we played a lot of that, and I believe it's online. I don't know yet because the servers aren't active. I believe for it is he tried and he couldn't connect. So, but I don't know exactly all the other game modes they added until because I actually am gonna end up picking it up now when it comes out Tuesday.
Holy crap!
It's really good. Each year the show just improves on everything. I mean, I think they listen to the fans for feedback, and they implement a lot of, you know, changes and stuff. And there's even a rivalry. I can't even say this word right. Rivalry mode. Mm-hmm. So you could. So his favorite team is the St. Louis Cardinals. I don't really watch baseball that much. So I just picked the Cincinnati Reds, and obviously they're rivals. So you can choose. I forget how many different games you can choose from, but since you play your rival, like I think 85 games out of, God, how many baseball games are there? 160.
That's fucking crazy.
And you can choose to, you know, play 7 games or anything. I don't know how they even break how many games you play down. It's a crazy number amount, but you can, and it keeps track of all your stats on your rival mode. You know how many, you know, your main pitcher, because you have two main players on each team. So for the Reds, it was the best pitcher, which is Bronson Arroyo, and the best hitter, which was Joey Votto. So they keep track of those two personal stats, and then they keep track of all the other team stats, like how many hits you got, how many home runs, strikeouts, and stuff like that. So that's a pretty cool mode. We played a couple games of that, and we're hoping that game is online, the rival mode's online, so we can just sit down and play a game a night or something and see who's the better, you know. So it's pretty cool. If you're a baseball fan, I don't know how 2K is. I just played the demo. I didn't like it again, but baseball fans can't really go wrong with the show. The show continues to be the baseball game to beat, and I don't think 2K will ever beat it.
Yeah, you know why, don't you?
Why is that?
It's on the PS3 only.
It is on the PS3 only. That's that's a good point. Yeah, and the controls are made for it. The PS3 has good controls for baseball.
Yeah, they really do, does. Especially with the Move. See, the Move, you can't do that shit with Kinect, because Kinect fucking sucks.
Yeah, and even if they tried with 2K on the support for Kinect, it's not going to be one-to-one. You're just, and, you know, it doesn't, you know, pick up wrist movements or anything like that. So, but, yeah, the Kinect is a joke. Piece of shit. So, but I'm eager to see if they're from here on out, if they're going to implement Move with the whole game, because I don't know how that would work. You would have to do, I guess, automatic base running, because like, I think it might be a hassle if you use the navigation controller with base running. They could possibly make it work, but I don't know. But right now they only have it, like I said, for a home run derby, which is amazing. It works really well. And I found out, I'm a right-hander, but I found out I'm much better at left-handed batting for some reason.
Whoa.
Yeah, kind of messed up. But that shit will get you in shape, too. I am sore right now for just playing it for, I think we played 2 rounds, so 20 outs. So my shoulders are sore, my arms are sore. So if you're out of shape, it's a good way to get you in shape.
There you go.
So, but really good. I wish I could tell more, but I don't, you know, we didn't play a full, you know, we didn't mess around with all the game modes. And like I said, some of them weren't even active. So the one thing that you can't do, which I wish you could do, because games like Fight Night, you can do it, is put your, you know, take a picture of your face and put you in.
Yeah.
They still haven't done that yet. Mm. So kind of disappointing in that front, but everything else is just, it's just amazing. It looks fantastic. It's an overall blast to play, and I look forward to playing it. And he said that usually in the past, though, online has been laggy. So hopefully this year they've corrected that problem. So, but like I said, baseball fans, this is the game to get again.
Awesome.
Oh, I know what I played. Me and you played some Marvel.
Yeah, we did.
And that didn't go too well for me.
You won a couple.
I won 1 out of 12.
Oh, my God.
So, but you know, it was a blast regardless. I still have a lot of fun playing that, even though I do suck at it. But I did find out how good you were, though.
Well, to be honest with you, I'm not really that good, because when I start trying to do ranked matches, I get the shit beat out of me.
Oh, that's because you don't spend every waking minute in front of your television playing.
Yeah, I know.
You know, there's people out there that just sit there for 12 hours at a time just playing that game. Just so, but you know what? It's fun, though. Even when I lose.
Yeah.
So, I think that's it. Truthfully.
You got anything this week you're going to be playing?
I'm going to try to play some more Bulletstorm. I will definitely be playing the show. And that's, I think that's it. Oh, I did play more Fight Night over at, because I went to Boogeyman's house.
Yeah.
For a little hangout and play more Fight Night, which is, it's pretty fun. I love it. I want to get it sometime, but the show trumped it. But yeah, that's it. So this is the show, and I think Boltstorm is Beyond Good and Evil. I downloaded it, didn't play it, so that's also in my future.
Ah, gotcha. I'm actually curious about that. I was gonna pick it up, but then I changed my mind, and I got something else, which I will talk about in a minute.
I did see that.
Yeah. But anyway, well, if that's it, I mean, you're not gonna pick up Dragon Age 2?
I haven't played the demo yet. I downloaded it last week, and I meant to play it. So maybe sometime this week I'll play the demo. From what everyone's saying, I probably will like it if it's more action-based like Mass Effect 2 was.
Yeah.
It's this week, too?
Yes, this week. It's this Tuesday.
Shit, that's the same day as the show. Mm. So if I like it, I'll end up picking up sometime in the immediate future, probably.
There you go. Okay.
I'll give the demo a whirl, this week. So.
Okay. Awesome. Well, I guess I'll just talk about what I talked about. And the first thing off is I played a lot of Super Meat Boy, because that's what I picked up instead of Beyond Good and Evil. That game is difficult as shit, but addicting as hell.
Yeah, I actually watched Ken play it, and I actually wanted to pick it up a lot, but I couldn't afford it. So it looked really interesting, and it kind of reminded me of N Plus.
Yeah, that's exactly what it reminded me of. And see, I was a big fan of N Plus. It was just, it was so fucking difficult that I had to stop playing it. And Meat Boy is proving to be about as difficult. I'm making it a little bit better progress, but see, the thing is, you got to go pick up these bandages, and you got to, you know, find these warp zones and stuff like that, and, you know, the warp zones will disappear after a few seconds, and I'm like, fuck this, I'm just going to the end of the damn stage, because it's just like, ah. And there's some stages that are really long, and you get right there to the fucking end, and you die, and you gotta start all the way over. I'm like, motherfucker. But the good thing is, you know, it's kind of like N Plus, and I guess like Trials, you know, when you die or when you fail, you know, you start right back where you were. And it's like, it's automatic. If I had to go through a menu, like, you died. Okay. Restart? Yes. I would not play that game. Because there'd be so many times I'd see that menu.
Well, I'm glad they didn't use that, because that would probably turn off a lot of players if they had to go through a menu every time they died.
Yeah.
Because, like you said, you'll die a lot in this game.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
How many points was it?
$15, that's 1,200 points.
Really, still?
I don't know why they're still like that. I was like, because I checked it on, I was going to get on Steam, and it said it was $15, and I was like, shit, maybe it's cheaper on 360. And then I checked on 360, and it was, you know, the same price. And I was like, well, shit. I was like, my roommates came and watched me play it on the 360, so I bought on 360.
Wow. Well, I might have to wait till the price drops.
Well, they, you know, they had a sale going on where it was like $5, like back in the, you know, a few months ago or something like that. You know, they have those huge sales and stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm pretty sure it'll go back on sale sometime. But played that. I played a little bit of Marvel with you, and I got into like 2 ranked matches, because that shit's still broken.
Yeah. Which sucks, because I thought they would have fixed it. Well, we said it last week. It should have been fixed by now, but no. I don't think it would ever be fixed, man.
That's what I'm afraid of. Like, I did play the Shadow mode that came out for free.
Yeah, I saw that. I didn't download it.
It's a joke. Like, there's three people that you can play against, or three computer that you can play against, and they're from developers and stuff like that. And one of them's rating is, like, out of, like, 20 stars, it seems like. One of them's, like, a 3-star. One of them's, like, a 8-star, and the other one's maybe, like, 12 stars. I kicked the shit out of all of them. Like, seriously, they don't move unless you move first, kind of thing. So if I just sit there and hold back, they will just stand there.
That's fun.
Yeah. I was like, this is so fucking stupid. So, beat those. That was not too fun. I mean, it was like playing the computer. Hell, the computer puts up more of a fight than that did.
So what was the point of Shadow Mode then?
So you could play against the developers. I don't know. So stupid.
I just don't see the purpose of it. That's the DLC for it. The first DLC is Shadow Mode. Okay.
Yeah, and they also had that. They came out with a costume pack.
Oh, I did see that for, yeah, what, 560 points or some shit like that?
I thought it was just 500. Oh. It's $5 is what it is. Whatever, 400 points maybe?
It was more than that.
It may be more. I don't know. Why the hell would they charge 560?
I don't know. I saw a lot. I might be getting confused with Need for Speed DLC, because I looked at a lot of that hardcore this week, because I was really wanting to buy some of that, so I could be mistaken. So let's see if I can find how much it is, because that's going to bother me, because I still think that spending that much money on costumes is just a little ridiculous.
Those used to be unlockables. No,
you had to pay. Yeah. I wish they were unlockables, because it's just ridiculous. Some of this shit they get. But people buy it. That's the thing.
I mean, they're going to keep making it because people keep buying them.
Yep. So, well, I'll try to find it while you continue.
Okay. Well, speaking of the whole, downloadable costume packs and stuff like that, I played a little bit of Street Fighter 4, Super Street Fighter 4, because I'm determined to get the Sea to Shining Sea achievement, which is that? You have to get a C rank online with every character in the game. Now, that's pretty difficult to do, especially if you don't know how to use that character. At the current moment, I'm C ranked or higher with Cody, Hakan, El Fuerte, and I think that's it.
Wow. You got some work to do, man.
Yeah, I know. I can't use charge characters. I started playing as Ryu, and I know how to use a Shotokan, but not good. And I don't know. It's going to be a difficult little task, but I think I can do it.
I think you can, too.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's just going to take a long time. Like, the reason why I wanted to do it is because I've been watching these videos on YouTube. This guy is posting these videos of showing him getting a C rank in every game. But they're kind of comical, and they usually show all of his losses. And it's called Street Fighter is Hard. It's freaking hilarious. I suggest everybody out there at least watch it, because it's actually really funny if you like Street Fighter.
Have you been posting them on your Twitter? I haven't been looking.
I think I may have posted one on Twitter. It was a while back. Okay. If not, I can send you a link or whatever. But
yeah,
played a little bit of that. But yeah, the whole costume pack thing I was going to mention. There's a download free that you can download that allows you to see everybody's costume, if you don't buy them, kind of thing. And I haven't downloaded that, and I probably never will. And so the funny thing is, every time somebody spends all that money to go get a costume, and when they fight me, it pops up, this person has not purchased the costume thing. And so they just have to wear the default costume. I'm like, see, fuckers, you wasted your money.
Wow. I didn't know it would do that.
Yeah, it's hilarious. They have to just wear their default costume.
Man, see, that just further, fuels the fire. Why should they, put a price tag on little stupid downloads like that?
Exactly.
I mean, it's not expensive. It's 400 points.
Yeah.
Which, whatever. It's still kind of dumb. But, wow, they can't even use it if you don't have it. That's fucking awesome.
Yep. That's how you do it. That's how I roll. But other than that, I played a crap ton of an MMO. It's a new MMO that is not necessarily released yet. It's kind of like an open beta right now. It's called Forsaken World. It's a Asian-made, or I should say Asian, Eastern-made MMO. So it has that kind of Eastern style to it, if anybody knows what I'm talking about. Basically, I don't really know much about MMOs. I mean, I've played a few in my day, but it just feels different from, like, World of Warcraft. Which, I mean, isn't necessarily a bad thing. Plus, I'm the kind of guy who likes to solo most of my stuff. And yeah. I'm at level 20 right now, which is where they introduce you to your first instance. And your first instance is, you got to have at least three other people with you. I'm like, I don't have anybody with me. And I'm too shy to get on there and say, hey, somebody want to party with me?
Please play with me.
Yeah. And so I just, I don't know why. I've always been that way about MMOs. Like any other game, you know, like if I jump on Xbox Live and you know, I'm playing against like somebody at Street Fighter, that I'm trash talking or something like that, you know, to them and shit like that. But in the MMO, I'm like, you know, they might find out who I am or something like that. I don't know why. I should just say, screw it. Let me party with somebody. Hey, I just see somebody running around. Hey, come here. Join my fucking party. I need to go do this.
It's like grade school, trying to make friends.
Exactly.
You know, you're that shy kid looking at everyone having fun. You're like, I wish I was there.
Yeah.
I know how you – I'm that way on Live anyways. If I don't know you, like if I haven't talked to you, I won't play with you. So it's not because I don't want to. It's because I know where you're coming from. I don't make friends easily.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like so right now I'm sitting outside the entrance to the instance just like, I don't know, waiting on somebody to say, hey, you want to play with me?
Someone to come up to you and say, hey, you want to do this?
Exactly. I need to, like, just man up and say, hey, fucker, come here. Come do this instance with me. It only takes about 30 minutes.
There you go. Man up. Sack up, boy.
Exactly. Play the goddamn game. But anyway. So, yeah, I've been playing a lot of that MMO, and it's actually really good. I mean, yeah, like I said, I've got to level 20. That's probably about 7-8 hours in. And it's fun. I've been soloing this whole time. And it has a really cool thing. It has like what I call it a quest tracker. I really don't know what the actual term is. But anytime you get a quest, if you put your mouse over, like, say, you need to kill 40 werewolves. If you put your mouse over the word werewolf and click on it, it fucking takes you to the werewolves. There is no walking required.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. If I click it, he starts walking. And now I can go make me a sandwich. When I come back, the werewolves are right there. So it takes out the monotonous part of it.
Good. Well, so. That's good. Because I know a lot of MMOs have that whole quest thing where you gotta, you know, walk and walk and walk and walk and then just boring.
Yeah,
like go out and make a sandwich. That's cool.
Yeah, that's why. Like, I went to the store one time, came back, and I was like, "Huh, I'm ready. All right." So yeah, but it's actually really good. There's a bunch of different classes. There's a bunch of different races, and each race, like say, if you want to be a human warrior, you're gonna have different moves and different attributes than a person who is an elf warrior would. So it's actually really, really well done, and it's free to play. That's the crazy thing about it. This game is like, I will go out and say it's as good as World of Warcraft.
Wow, really?
And it's free to play. See, that's the thing. I've played it. Like, I would say Champions Online is as good as you know, World of Warcraft. I mean, then again, I'm pretty sure there's some MMO players out there that says this guy does not know what the fuck he's talking about because
they're probably making fun of you. Like, that's not true.
Yeah, well, you play an MMO constantly, so you're the idiot.
Yeah. Get a real life.
Exactly. Yeah. Jesus. But anyway, I did play some of that. Oh, another game I started. And I know Fixer will be pretty excited about this. He saw me playing it. Is a Warhammer 40,000 Dawn of War 2. I've had it on my PC for a year now and have never played it because I was going to play it you know, whenever I had time. And, of course, I never have time. So I finally sat down. My roommate was like, you want to play some co-op? I was like, yeah, sure. So I sat down. We did, like, old-school LAN party almost. Wow. And we both got on our computers, and we started playing Dawn of War 2. That game was actually really good. It's like, it's kind of like an RTS, except you only have to deal with about 4 or 5 units.
Okay.
And these units are like badasses. I've heard other podcasts and other people talk about it. They say it's kind of like Dota. Defender of the Ancients, I think is what the actual name of it is. That's like the acronym for it. I don't really know. It's like they say it's like a mod of Warcraft 3. Which is, you know, I'm getting too technical.
Yeah, I have no idea what the hell you're talking about. Yeah. I don't know those games.
It's an RTS that you control about 5 people, and that's it. There's no micromanaging. There's no going and getting resources and bullshit like that. It's just you control these 5 guys and say, hey, I want you to machine gun that fucker over there. Hey, I want you to chainsaw that guy over there.
And so how do you, like, upgrade your characters or get the – because I know – RTS is you have to, you know, the resource. If you got to build a resource like station or something.
Yeah. In this game, it's a little different. It's almost like an RPG because you get experience for like every kill that you get, and so your characters that you have in your quote unquote party level up. You can get new weapons. You can get new better armor and stuff like that. It's basically Space Marines if you know anything about Warhammer. 40,000. Like in between each mission, you take missions, and in between each mission, you can, you know, choose a layout. You want to put better power armor on. You want to give them a machine gun instead of a laser pistol. They have this really cool sword that's a chainsaw, basically. And it's actually really good. I didn't think I was going to like it because, like, they said, oh, it's an RTS. Mixed with, I was like, no, you said RTS. I fucking hate RTSs. And they're like, no, you need to try it. And I was like, okay. I found it like, I think it was like $15 on like a Steam sale one time. So I just went ahead and picked it up then. And finally started playing it. And that game's actually really good. I know Fixer loves the game. He said it was awesome. He saw me playing it online. And he sent me a Twitter message saying, Dawn of War 2's the shit. So.
Huh. So if you're not an RTS fan, you should consider this even.
Exactly. I mean, like, I hate RTSs. If you sit me down in front of, like, StarCraft, even though everybody says it's the greatest game ever, I will say it sucks.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
So, I mean, I'm actually enjoying this game, and it's really cool. But, and other than that, that's pretty much it. I played Street Fighter, Marvel, obviously. Those are my everyday kind of things. And this week, I will be playing Dragon Age 2. Because the one day off that I have this week is going to be on Tuesday, and I have to do a conference call with the Forsaken World people later on that day. But after that, I'm picking up Dragon Age, and I'm going to play a crap ton of it, and that may take up my entire week.
Well, I'm definitely eager to hear thoughts on it, because this sounds like more of a type of game I would like to play.
Seriously, if you sit down and play it, and like, I'm telling you right now, go with a warrior, or not warrior, but go with a rogue, because the rogue is fast paced and it just feels kind of awesome. And like when you play the demo, at least. I mean, try out all the classes, because all the classes are really cool, but the rogue is the fastest and just feels like you're playing an action game.
Nice.
But yeah, that's pretty much gonna be it for me. Oh shit! Today it's March. Holy crap!
Yeah.
I wonder when the new Back to the Future episode is gonna come out.
Oh, that's right. It's supposed to be this month.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it may be the 15th. I think they release it every 15th. I think. I'm not too sure. But that's pretty much it for the fondling. All right, now that the fondling is over, it's time for some news.
And that, new for game within that thyroid program, power damp. Kill War Wind Wake Dirt. Brought to you by Bill Game. Can we think on front television there, but it's going to be fun there. And now here's your host, Frustrated Fury.
Thank you, sir. I found him in an alley in Atlanta. He said he was the ex cattle auctioneer in Baton Rouge, so I gave him this job.
What does he work for? Alcohol?
Yeah, I think so. He had a needle in his arm whenever I found him. He was half beat up.
How many teeth does he have?
I don't want to look. But anyway. So, news. Apparently, Cliffy B is calling out the N4G fanboys because they're butthurt over his move comment. And he said...
They're butthurt?
That's what he said. Well, you know, he's a redneck, too, because he's from South Carolina, or North Carolina. Uh-huh. Or at least that's where Epic Games is. And so that's what we say over here. Quit being butthurt.
Butthurt? Quit. Quit being butthurt.
Yeah.
All right.
So he said that the move looks like a glowing ice cream cone. Well, you know what, Cliffy B? All of your fucking characters are like juiced up idiots that yell all the time. So,
with tree trunk legs.
Exactly. How do they run?
And the same gun.
Yeah, the same gun. I'm pretty sure there's got to be a chainsaw and bullet storm somewhere.
Oh, I'm sure there is.
I know it.
I mean, if you look at that gun, it looks like the Lancer without the chainsaw.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking. I was like, is this like when they first announced Bulletstorm? I was like, is this a sequel to Gears or something?
Yeah, I mean, I'm all about, you know, new, you know, IPs or whatever, if you want to call Bulletstorm a new IP, but don't make it look like your, you know, previous games.
I know.
You want to stray from the norm.
I mean, well, you look at Unreal Tournament, they look all the same, too.
Yeah, they do.
I don't know. Cliffy B's an idiot.
What was their comments?
Like, I have no... I mean... you know how they sound on N4G. Let's see the comments. Oh, Cliffy, why don't you make an exclusive for the PS3 also and see whether if your games can match the PS3 exclusives altogether. Peace out. That was Stone Cold 3. He's right,
That's
though.
That's not a bad point. Yeah, he's actually pretty right.
Yeah, he's right. Demon's Souls multiplayer is very engaging. Well, I don't know what the fuck that means. And then some guy said, I bet Cliffy's reading these comments right now. Lol. Hi, Cliffy Waves. Jesus, are these children? I haven't played any of your games except for Unreal Tournament game. I can't remember. But I watched the whole GDC talk over 50 minutes on GameSpot. You're a very good speaker, and I found your words very inspirational. Okay. Cliffy, please, enough with the comments. Get back to work, okay, sweetie?
Yeah, get back on to work, Gears clone.
I know it. What the? Why are they talking about fucking Demon Souls in this?
No, the story I think is he bought Killzone 3, and everyone is, you know, was up in arms for a predominantly 360 porter went out and bought a PS3 game. You know, God forbid. Then he buys the cop, which he mentions, I think, is he bought the game, his competition to see how he can improve his games, is what's going on there.
Well, I mean, good luck, because Killzone 3 is the shit.
It's leaps and bounds over his little... crap.
I know, and he's like, you know what, I'll release Bulletstorm for the PS3. Guess what, we didn't buy it. You know why? Because it's on the fucking 360.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what? Killzone 3 is better, like you said, and it's only on the PS3, and it doesn't look like, you know, Guerrilla's any other Guerrilla games, so suck it.
Exactly. And it doesn't have fucking texture pop in like all of his Unreal shit.
No. Yeah, when it loads up, no.
Yeah. No. It's beautiful from start to finish.
And multiplayer, way better than Gears. Way better than, obviously, Bulletstorm with its one horde mode or whatever they're called, Anarchy. So, I mean, yeah, he was right to buy this game because he needs some work on his.
Definitely. So, apparently the PS3 hacker Geohide is on the move again. That fucker actually asked for money from gamers so he could pay his lawyers.
And you know, they might support him.
They have. Like I saw another news story saying, oh, he's got like overwhelming success with his fans. His fans God damn. This guy is an idiot. Like, seriously, like, he made that little video of him rapping, and, like I said before, the whole time I was sitting, the whole time he was sitting there rapping, I was waiting to see his mom show up in the background saying, "Honey, dinner's ready." Not now, Mom. Man. I'm making a video.
I didn't know he released a rap video.
He did. Oh, that's my God. It, just watching awesome. It makes me want to, like, punch him in the face. Seriously, because, like, it's like, it's him rapping about how, yeah, I hacked the PS3, and yeah, Sony, what are you going to do? Use this video in your deposition. I was like, well, they are, and you're going to get your ass sued.
And that, you know, why would you put out incriminating evidence? You know, you might have gotten away with it. You wouldn't have, you know, IP address and all that bullshit. But to make a video saying that, hey, I broke your security. Yeah, they're going to use it, and they're going to torture ass.
Exactly.
So, I don't know how right that guy really is. So, go ahead and support stupidity, because, you know, go America, support stupidity.
I guess so. Fucking dumbass. I can't figure that person out. Like,
I don't think it's worth trying.
It's like I've always said, the people who make the best stuff never show who they are.
Yeah, well, that's true. So, and all he's doing is ruining it for everyone else, too. Because, you know, when things like this happen and it continues to happen, things just get more strict and, you know, all the fun's taken out of everything and certain measures get in place. And, like, he just ruins it for everyone. So continue to ruin it for everyone. You have fans now, but keep doing your bullshit and see what happens. They're going to turn on you really quick.
Yeah, the only thing that fucker's doing is making us have to download more updates for the PS3 because they're trying to release shit to keep from people hacking it.
Yeah.
So I have to sit there and wait, you know, an hour to update and then install before I can play, you know, Infamous or something like that.
That's the one downfall of the PS3. Everything else, peaches.
Exactly. Who needs cross game chat? Come on. When have I ever wanted to talk to somebody while they were playing another game?
Right.
Jesus Christ. So apparently the Dreamcast collection's on Steam now. So now I can go back and play those 15-year-old games and on my computer.
Why?
Your guess is as good as mine. That's stupid. Oh, now, speaking of Geohide again, apparently the courts are allowing Sony to look and see who's been going to his website. So, what? Yeah, so if you've been going to Geohide's website to see how to hack your PS3, they can find
you're going to court.
Yeah, they're going to say, hey, we need you in court. Here's a subpoena. We want you to testify against this fucker.
Oh, wow. So, see what happens when you support lawbreakers?
Exactly.
I wonder what the punishment's going to be. That's what I want to know.
It's going to be a shit, like a big fine and probably, you know, I don't know, to be honest with you. I mean, it's going to be, you know, they could say multi-million-dollar suit.
Well, I'm not supporting this douche by any means, but I don't know the whole story. He hacked the PS3 just to see that he can? Or what was the purpose?
I think he claimed that he wanted to do, like, homebrew stuff, you know. Like, and you know, they do it on the Wii all the fucking time and shit like that. And, what he did also gives you the ability to basically play bootleg games. So if you go download a copy of Killzone and put it on your hacked PS3, you can boot it up right there and just play it. So, and he was like, I'm not condoning, you know, the whole downloading games and stuff like that, but he said that, you know, I did it for this. So I was like, yeah, well, still, you know what it's going to do, and if you release it to the public, what are people going to do? They're not going to say, oh, I want to do homebrew so I can make this little cursor move around and change colors whenever I hit a button. No, they're going to say, I want to play Killzone 3 for free.
Right. Yeah.
So.
I guess he hasn't released that information, or has he? I don't know. I mean, has he released it? I mean, I don't.
Has he released the way you can?
Yeah, he. Yeah,
he's definitely. Yeah, I think it's on his website, I think.
Oh, I guess that would be why the people or the authorities are looking at his website and seeing he's visiting there.
Exactly.
Wow. See, now, I guess hacking is different in different, you know, modes of life. Like in the computer world, typically hackers, you know, are not frowned upon because they find security flaws, which, you know, people hire that shit for. If you find a security flaw, you pretty much have a job with whoever you hacked.
Exactly.
So, but I don't think he can use that to his defense, considering he wants to buy or get his PS3 to play downloadable games.
Exactly.
Oh, lawbreakers. All right. I didn't know the full story.
I don't either. I just see his face, and I just want to punch it.
Well, I think the course will punch him in the face for you.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I can't wait.
And all his supporters, if you support illegal shit like that, you're going down, too.
Oh, definitely.
So, I'm eager to see the punishment.
So, enjoy rapping in jail.
Yeah, you'll be rapping in a whole different situation.
Yeah. Oh, no.
His butt's gonna
hurt. Yeah. Cliffy B's like, I don't get all butt hurt, Jill Hot. But anyway, Mortal Kombat, they announced something really cool. 300 missions of a challenge tower.
300 missions?
Yeah. So think of it as like special missions that you can do that have like different things. Like there's... Like, from what the video showed, like, before you do a match with somebody or with a character, you know, it's going to be offline, I guess. Before you do a match, there's, like, this big slot machine that activates. And it does these different, like, little modifiers to the game. So, it says you have to play the game without any arms. So, you lose your arms. So, you can only, like, kick. And you got to beat a guy. And then the next one is, you know, then you go up a level and it says, okay, now you got to play with your controls inverted or some shit like that. Or they got one where you're playing upside down.
What?
Yeah. It's crazy, but it sounds awesome.
Wow. That does sound pretty interesting. Is the arm thing an actual part, a challenge?
Yeah, like it's all random because they do the slot machine thing. Like, you know, one may be, you don't have a head, or one may be, you know, like, I don't know. There's a video of it, and it looks really, really cool. So, I am really excited for Mortal Kombat, even though I'm going to suck at it.
Yeah, I do too. And, you know, I've been looking forward to this. Not as much as some people, but it just keeps getting better. Wow, I did 300 missions on top of that. Wow.
Yeah. See, I wish Marvel had all that shit.
Yeah, yeah. I wish they would fix the fucking ranking.
I wish they, yeah.
Or matches.
I wish they just fixed the online.
Wow.
But.
Yeah.
Give me a spectator mode, for Christ's sakes.
Yeah, for real.
So, Insane. Planned as a trilogy. But if the first game sucks, then there won't be a trilogy.
No, that's the one that's not coming out for, like, what, 3 years?
2013, apparently. It's being created by. Not Benicio del Toro. That's an actor. The guy.
I don't know how to pronounce his name.
Guillermo del Toro.
Yeah.
Is he related to Benicio del Toro?
I don't know. Probably not.
Probably not. but yeah.
Okay. We'll move on from that.
Yeah. He announced his game last year and said, "I got this new game called Insane. And it's going to be a trilogy, and it's not coming out till 2013." Okay. Well. Okay, well, let's see what it is first. We haven't seen anything. We just see a picture that says Insane.
See, you would think from, you know, previous games like Advent Rising, I think that was supposed to be a trilogy, or was it Psychonauts? Advent Rising.
Advent Rising was.
If you come out knowing and wanting your game to be a trilogy, it's not going to be a trilogy.
Yeah, I mean, take a look at... that Norse mythology game that you couldn't control worth a shit that Wombat loves so much.
Oh,
what the fuck's that?
What is that called?
Too Human.
Too Human.
I kept saying
right.
Two Worlds. It's like, it's not Two Worlds. It's another game that sucks and Wombat likes. Oh, Jesus. But yeah, well, I don't know. Like, and you know, it's the same guy who made Hellboy.
I did like Hellboy, but I mean, this is his first romp into video games. I'm not really holding hopes for it.
Yeah. Speaking of movies and video game tie-ins, which Hellboy had one, but anyway, 2012, mark your calendars, because the next Resident Evil movie is coming out.
Oh, why?
Because people still go see them, apparently.
And, you know, I'm a culprit of that. I mean, I haven't watched any of them in theaters besides the one in 3D that just recently came out. And, I mean, they did. Did you watch it?
I have not watched that one. I've watched all of them up to that one.
Well, you owe yourself, because, I mean, the third one left a horrible taste in my mouth. Yeah. That was the worst out of them. The fourth one wasn't bad. It's got a lot of Resident Evil 5 shout-outs. And they did leave it open. I think you have to stay through the credits to see what happens truly at the end. It's pretty interesting, but I don't think they need another one. I don't know where they're going for it with this next one. I don't know what direction. They're just off kilter with the story anymore.
Did they have Chris Redfield in it? Somebody told me Chris was in it.
Yeah.
Okay.
They did. And obviously Claire was, you know, is in it.
Right.
Because she was in the third one. So, and yeah. They reunited the bro and sis.
Gotcha. Is Jill still in it? Does she die? I don't give a shit. I mean, you
know. Oh, no. She wasn't in the movie. She was the one. If no one's seen it, obviously it's a spoiler, but I don't think anyone gives a flying fuck.
No.
She was the part after the credits.
Ah, gotcha.
And you know that thing on Claire's chest in Resident Evil 5?
That was Jill.
That controller?
That was Jill.
Or, I'm sorry, that was Jill. Yeah. You know that thing? That she has that on.
Huh, okay. That sounds interesting.
So, right. I mean, they have a good way to go. I mean, this one did a better job of, you know, staying a little bit true to the game, but going off in, you know, its own movie direction, which, you know, it kind of has to happen. So, I mean, I think the director who did the first one did this one. So if you like the first one, you probably will like the fourth one.
Okay.
So, I mean, the fifth one, they could do some good things with it, because that little controlling thing was used in the fourth one as well. And the guy who played Wesker...
Yeah,
he looked like Wesker. They picked a good actor, and it was pretty interesting how they did his character.
Oh crap, he does kind of look like Wesker. I'm looking at him right now. Yeah. His name's Sean Roberts. He's from Canada.
I've never heard of him.
Whoa, wait a minute. Wentworth Miller, the guy from fucking Prison Break, played Chris Redfield.
Well, I don't have ever seen. Oh, was he the main guy?
Yeah, he was the main guy in Prison Break.
Okay.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Okay, I can't see that.
I honestly, I've seen the only thing I've seen in Prison Break, excuse me, is just the little commercials. And he did. I would recognize the guy. I didn't recognize him. So
okay.
I don't know. But yeah, you owe it to yourself to at least give, you know, watch it. You may like it or you may hate it. It's. I'll tell you, it's better than the third one, like I said.
Okay. So. All right. Well, good, because I watched that and I was like, yeah, this is done for me.
Yeah, that's what I said after the third one, too. I'm like, nope. But then I watched the fourth one. And I'll tell you, if you have a 3D television or watch it in 3D, it's wasted 3D, like most of the movies anymore are. So it's stupid 3D.
There you go. Finally, after about, like 4 or 5 months after its release, Dead Nation is getting voice chat. I still couldn't figure that out.
What?
I don't know. And, like, these people, it's stupid. That's fucking stupid. They dropped the fucking ball right there by, like, not putting voice chat in an online game. And then 5 months later, they give it to us.
Wow.
But the game's great. I love that game. It's fun.
That's the
top-down zombie shooter.
Yeah. The one that's really hard.
It's difficult as shit, but, like, I found it fun. Especially if you played online with somebody.
I didn't know it didn't have chat support.
Yeah, it did not have voice chat support.
That's messed up. I mean, PS3, I thought, made it mandatory for chat support. So how did that get through the system?
I don't know.
How did someone drop the ball that bad?
I have no idea.
Oh my god.
So apparently, from what I understand it, the NGP was in the works since 2008.
Huh.
I mean, I wouldn't doubt it, but from between 2008 to now, they released two separate PSPs, didn't they? 3000 came out and the Go came out.
Yeah, Go. Wow. I mean, if they were working on this, why would they release the Go? I mean, that was just a waste of time.
That was a waste of time, effort, and money. Like, I think they were just like, I think they just wanted to do this. I think they wanted to say, you know, since we're making the NGP all download and no UMD, let's release kind of like a trial run to see how people will like that. And then they found out people don't like that. Well, do we need to keep a UMD in there? Nah, fuck it. Let's just make it all download.
Wow. There was better ways to test the market than make a waste money on a brand new system that just bombed.
I love Sony to death, but they make some very bad mistakes.
Yeah, but you know, they learn from them. So we'll see how the NGP holds up. I think it's going to be awesome. I really do.
I do too. I'm excited for it. I am not getting a 3DS. I've already made up my mind about that.
All right, I'm going to be completely honest. When I watched the 3DS unveiling last year, I'm like, oh, that's fucking sweet, only for the reason that they found a way to get 3D without the glasses. That's cool. But what else does it do?
Your guess is as good as mine. I think it plays DS games.
Woohoo.
In 3D.
And, you know, that's all great, but, you know, we're grown-ups. A lot of us are grown-ups. Now, granted, the handheld market is, you know, a lot of younger crowds, you know, tend to play it more. But, you know, from my point of view, that's not enough for me to spend that much money on a handheld. You need to have more features that, you know, are incorporated and used throughout everything else, like the computer or the PS3, you know?
Well, it's a funny thing you mentioned that, because they announced this week that the 3DS will play and stream Netflix.
Okay, I did not know that.
Yes.
Huh. Now that will probably watch one movie.
That's true, and you've got to be at a hotspot.
See, there's always that.
Yeah.
I forgot Nintendo's Wi-Fi.
Mm-hmm.
Do you honestly want to? I mean, I know it's probably no different than watching Netflix on your smartphone, like, you know, the iPhone or whatever Android you're using.
Right.
But I mean, I don't know exactly. I forget how big the screen is, but I'm pretty sure it's smaller than most smartphones, if I'm remembering correctly. So why would you want to watch it on your DS?
Because you can. I mean, I don't really know, to be honest with you. I mean, yeah, it's a cool feature. I mean, I have Netflix, but like you said, when am I ever going to be in a situation where I want to watch a movie and I've got 2 hours to kill and I only have my 3DS with me?
Right.
And I'm at a hotspot.
I mean, you have to have a lot of things go right for you.
Exactly.
and you know, I don't think you're going to be in the same place for 2 hours to watch a whole movie, maybe a TV show of like 30 minutes.
Yeah.
But if you're in the same place for 2 hours, you got to find something better to do.
Yeah, no shit. But
And my question, no, obviously, I don't think Netflix will support 3D. I was going to ask, will you watch some shit in 3D?
Here's the deal. I'm going to be dead honest with you. Ever since they announced this whole 3D thing for everything, you know, oh, now we're all Killzone 3 is going to be in 3D. Oh, this is in 3D. Oh, Tron's in 3D. Oh, all these movies are in 3D. I could give two shits.
Well, you know what it is. It's just like, I think it was back in the 80s when the 3D craze started and everyone was like, oh, this is real cool. It died out. Yep. And then here it is back again. And it's just the hot thing of, the, you know, right now. It'll die out. I have no doubt about that. I don't think a lot of people care about 3D. Like, you know, I don't, you don't. But, I mean, there's some things that would be cool to at least give it a try in 3D. If not, you know, just go to, like, someone else's house who has a 3D television. Like, when I was playing the show, Brian set up the game mode where you – look, when you're batting, you see it from the catcher's perspective. So you see your batter. It's the default position when you're batting.
Okay.
But when you hit, sometimes, you know, if you, you know, swing too late, you know, the ball, you know, gets hit to the catcher's mask.
Yeah.
So that would be kind of cool to see that ball come at you.
Okay.
You know, in certain things. Like, you know, Killzone, you know, it'd be kind of cool, you know, to see the bullets come flying at you. And, you know, you're actually physically dodging it, you know, all that shit. But it's a gimmick.
Yeah.
First and foremost, it's a gimmick. It's cool to do maybe once or twice. But other than that, you're going to get headaches and you're going to get sick and tired of it real quick.
Yeah.
So, and it's way too expensive.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. I mean, they want to make this mainstream, yet in order for you to do it, you had to buy 3D television, which is, what, $3,000?
Something like that, yeah.
I mean, come on, I mean...
Which doesn't come with the glass.
Yeah.
You have to buy the glasses separate, which in itself is very expensive.
And most of those glasses are proprietary.
Yep.
Which means you can't just, like, if I get a Sony television and I go out and buy, Sanyo fucking 3D glasses, they won't work.
Nope.
Yeah, what the fuck?
It's ridiculous, and, you know, they're trying to milk money. But you know what? I don't know how many people actually bought into this whole 3D thing.
I don't know. I mean, it was a few days ago. I can't remember which one it was. Nightmare on Elm Street 4 or 5, the one that was in 3D, came on television. Yeah. That was fucking hilarious. Because they're like, we need to get some weapons. So they grab like a baseball bat. And they're just holding it and like waving it around. And, it, you know, obviously it was supposed to be like, oh, 3D, you know, in the theater. But now it just looks fucking stupid.
Yeah. You see, at the time, it was probably like the greatest thing. And, you know, in 10 years, the same thing's going to happen. It's going to look fucking stupid. Now, I say it's a gimmick. But, you know, a lot of people will say, well, there's television channels dedicated to 3D. Well, that's great. They won't last long.
Yeah. They're just trying to capitalize on it.
Yep.
Whatever's popular. All right. EA says that they are trying to figure out how to continue Mirror's Edge. Now, here's my question. Why the fuck would you want to continue Mirror's Edge?
Yep, that's a good question. I was going to ask that myself. Piece of shit.
Exactly. It was 6 hours long, and it was the most frustrating 6 hours of my fucking life.
Oh, I didn't even play it that long. I played it for an hour, and I'm like, okay, I'm getting sick first and foremost. Because, you know, the only other game I played in first person that wasn't a shooter was, what the hell was that game called? Oh, God. Breakdown?
Oh, my God. You played that piece of shit?
Yeah.
I own that game. It's fucking horrible.
It's pretty bad, but it was, you know, at the time, you know, groundbreaking because it wasn't a first person shooter. It was a first person kick the shit out of people.
I kind of condemned.
Yeah. And, you know, that game made me sick because, you know, when you move, I just get sick in that kind of situation and motion sickness. And Mirror's Edge was no better. It was just no better. I hated it.
Stand it.
And there's a lot of people, you know, were kind of pissed that they weren't going to make a second one. But
that's what I understand. I mean, like, did it sell good?
I don't remember it selling well. I really don't.
But everybody, like, oh, man, come on. It's like, seriously, what's the worst, like, the worst game I've ever, like, ever seen or played? Okay, Charlie's Angels on the PlayStation 2. It's like if somebody said, we're not making a Charlie's Angels 2. And then, like, everybody on Twitter is like, what the fuck? You're not making another Charlie's Angels? What's wrong with you fuckers? Fuck EA. Fuck them in the ass. I mean, come on. It's just... It's like people get butt hurt. Over, like, bullshit, you know? I mean, no, they're not going to make another Army of Two. You know what?
Yeah, my feelings won't be hurt for that.
Exactly.
I think a lot of people are also looking at, like, oh, they made a sequel to Two Worlds.
That's true. What the fuck? Yeah, we're just in a warped, like, fucking bizarro world or something.
Yeah, we really are.
Next year, I'm telling you, two human twos coming out. I hope not, but anyway. Sorry, Wombat. Well, here's a fun thing. Mr. Butthurt Cliffy B just made all his fans butthurt again because... So that Gears of War 3 beta that everybody bought Bulletstorm for...
Oh, this kind of pissed me off.
So it goes live April 18th.
Yeah.
But if you pre-order it from GameStop, you get to play it a week later.
Yep. I remember I was sleeping a couple nights ago, and I get a text from fucking GameStop saying my beta key is ready to pick up. And it didn't say for what. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? And the only thing that popped in my head is because since I pre-ordered Bulletstorm, GameStop did a thing where that $5 pre-order transferred to Gears of War. So that got me thinking, goddamn, I didn't know that Gears of War pre-orders were going to get into the beta. Had I known that, I might have skipped Bulletstorm.
Snap.
Because don't get me wrong, I'm enjoying what I played so far, but the real reason why I got it was for the Gears of War beta. Mm-hmm. So I'm a little peeved at that.
It's kind of like Crackdown.
Yeah.
With Halo 3.
With Halo, right. But that kind of pissed me off, and I imagine it pissed a lot of other people off.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it did. I mean, I just laugh because I'm not going to play Gears of War 3. And, you know, I see everybody complain about it, getting all butthurt about it. And I'm just like, hey, quit being butthurt.
I like your usage of the word butthurt.
I know. That's going to be my new phrase. Cliffy B has instilled butthurt into me.
Wow, that kind of sounded wrong.
I know. Well, that's what Cliffy B does to his fans. He butthurts them.
I just don't understand why. I mean, if you're going to make a selling point of your game to be like for 360, buy the Epic Edition, you get into the Gears of War 3 beta. Oh, but a week later, you'll get into it anyways. Now, if I'm not mistaken, Gold Xbox Live Gold members will get it eventually too.
Really?
If I remember reading that somewhere. I don't remember where I heard it.
Wow.
But I think if you're a Gold member, you'll get in, you know, you'll have the chance to download it as well. So... that's kind of bullshit.
Yeah.
How that's a selling point. I mean, granted, it didn't send you back any money, which, you know, why would it, considering the beta is free anyway? But just why make that a selling point? And then all of a sudden, a week later, if you pre-order Gears, here's your beta key. If you're an Xbox Live Gold member, here's your beta key. If you're 25 years old and male, here's your beta key. You know, it's just... Fuck it. You know, don't put that fucking beta into your game if you're going to release it for everyone anyway.
That's what I
said. And let's face it, if you're an Xbox Silver member, you're not going to miss out because you're not going to play Gears of War. Because, I mean, Gears of War is, you know, it's built around online, co-op.
Yeah.
So you're not going to be playing Gears of War 3 anyway. So, I mean, it's hurting just, you know, live members who are gold. Whatever.
That's what's so fucking crazy. Like, I played Gears... All right, first off, I'll say straight up, Gears of War 1, I was a huge fan. I played online constantly. I played the co-op. I beat that game like 3 times. Gears of War 2 came out. I just couldn't stand it.
It's more of the same.
Well, but even that, I mean, like, it really pissed me off that they changed the shotgun in the multiplayer. Because I always did. I always dubbed it the merry-go-round of death. Because... you get two guys with a shotgun running around a circle around each other, just shooting the shotgun, hoping they get one of them. And then finally somebody die. And I used to love doing that. Well, you can't do that in Gears of War 2 because they, like, nerfed the shotgun or whatever. You have to aim with the shotgun now. And I'm like, well, fuck that. That was not fun, you know? It's like, no more merry-go-round of death.
Merry-go-round of death. I like that. And you're absolutely right on that. They did change it. And I never once I didn't use a shotgun that much, so I don't know too much.
Oh, man. In the multiplayer, that's all I used. Somebody got too close to me. Shotgun time. But,
And, you know, I love the Gears games. It's one of my favorites. But you got to give something more. And I think Gears of War 3 will. Maybe. I don't know. I mean, if I remember correctly, the only thing really new that I saw was... last year's E3 when they showed it was weapon swapping between teammates.
Oh, good. They did that in Resident Evil 5.
Yeah, I know. So.
And there's women in it now. You can be a woman.
That's right. You can. Yeah, new characters. Yeah. But, you know, I'm just doing this to, you know, buying it to finish the story.
You can be a woman that can't have children.
Oh, snap.
That's right. Let's burn some bridges. Anyway, apparently that's what the story is. You know, mm-hmm. They have all the women just basically in a big room just having sex all the time so they can have kids. And the ones that can't have kids are like, well, fuck it. Pick up a gun and let's kill some locusts.
Front lines with you, bitch.
That's right. You want equal opportunity? Well, bam.
You asked for it. Exactly. You want an equality? There's your equality.
Yeah. You can dial out the rest of us. So, yeah. Anyway, what'd you say? What were you saying?
I'm going to say that sucks about the demo. That kind of, or the beta, that kind of just, I imagine not only rubbed me the wrong way, but I imagine it rubbed a lot of people the wrong way.
Yeah.
Not that Bullet Storm's a bad game.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, like I said, Crackdown was actually a really fun game, you know?
Yeah.
But everybody got it for the beta for Halo 3. Yeah. I talked about it a couple weeks ago. It's called Hyperdimension Neptunia. It's an NIS RPG that's not really good. And apparently, and I know it's online the other day, they have DLC for it. So, apparently, you get these characters. Now, I played a crap ton of Hyperdimension Neptunia. I played a good 15 hours. And I did get me a party member, but I never used her. But apparently you get three party members in your party who you can't even use unless you buy a download that unlocks them.
What?
There are three characters in the game that are part of the story that you cannot use unless you pay to use them.
That's a little ludicrous.
That is fucking insane.
What? You have to pay anything?
Yeah, you have to pay. You have to go. It's like download the DLC character.
Oh my god!
Because I noticed online, I was like, "What the hell are these Hyperdimension Neptunia downloads here?" I checked them. I was like, "Okay, these are like $3 a piece, or like I can't remember how much they were exactly." But and it was like, "You can use Gust in your party." I'm like, "Well, Gust was in my party. I just never used her." And they're like, yeah, oh, apparently the story is you can't use them. Like, if I were to put her in my party, I couldn't because she'd be, like, blacked out.
Jesus. They were just trying to milk everyone for their money. And, you know, we mentioned this a while ago about these microtransactions and how much, you know, the majority of them are just stupid because they should be in the game anyway.
Exactly. That,
and that's a good, that's a shining example.
Well, no, I mean, they should be in the game. Hell, they are fucking in the game.
But they should be playable.
I know. I was like, well, wait, you're basically just, it's like, you know, like playing, I don't know, fucking Call of Duty and saying, oh, you just unlocked this sweet ass shotgun, but you can't use it. You got to pay $2.
Oh, man. And from my understanding, from your, you said the game is pretty awful. So why not make it even more awful and make you pay for players or for things that you should already be able to play at?
Yeah, it's all right. It's a niche title that has a decent combat system, and that's it. Now, I mean, and it's weird. It's like it's got girls who talk about, you know, stupid stuff and boobies, and it's typical JRPG craziness. But I'm playing another NIS game that is actually really good. And you know what? All the characters are unlocked.
So. See, wow. I just don't understand all these microtransactions that just don't make sense.
Yeah. It's crazy. I think the internet is going to be the downfall of video game playing.
Yeah. And, you know, there's, and like you said, it's, we only have our faults. I mean, ourselves to blame. I mean, we continue to buy these microtransactions. We bitch and moan. Everyone does it, and then they end up buying it anyway. We're the problem.
Exactly.
You know, we're allowing ourselves to be bent over.
And getting butt hurt by Cliffy B.
There you go.
Yeah, it's not going to be, I'm just going to say butt hurt. I'm going to say Cliffy B butt hurt me. So, so if somebody starts complaining, like, you know, in 2 weeks, King comes back and says, man, something messed up on my game. I'm like, Cliffy B showed up at your house, didn't he? And he butt hurt you. So anyway, you remember the whole cool Dead Island trailer?
Yes.
Apparently, that family that is stars in the trailer are dead. They are not going to be in the game. And I was under the impression that they were.
So what was I? So what's the game going to be based around?
apparently it's going to be a lot like Borderlands. It will have 4-player co-op. You will play as 4 different people, or you can play by yourself, and you basically run around a big world killing zombies, and you level up your abilities. So I'm excited for it. You know, I'm just curious of how the story will work. See, like to me, if it's a zombie game, I kind of want like a singular story. You know, that's just me though, because yeah. I'm a zombie fan, but I don't know. We'll find out. I mean, this game's been in the works since 2006, so.
I hope it does something more than just that, though, because, I mean, that's, I mean, the trailer looked cool, but, I mean, if it's just going to be a borderland zombie shooter, it's not going to do anything for me. Well, I mean, I like zombies as much as the next guy, but, yeah.
Well, they say, I mean, I say Borderlands because it's going to be have RPG elements, kind of like,
right.
You know, cause, like, from what I understand it, there will be guns in the game, but it's not going to be predominant. So, you know, you start off as, you know, I don't know, a frat guy who doesn't really know how to kill zombies, and you pick up, like, a, I don't know, a pipe or something and start beating them, you're going to kind of suck at killing zombies with a pipe until you kill a few of them, and then you'll right. kind of, like, level up, I guess you'd say. And then you're so, then you're better with a pipe. So,
I guess it's Borderlands meets Dead Rising.
Did we talk last week about the awesome game that I got on pre-order called We Dare?
Yes.
Okay.
Is that in the news again?
Not really.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, it's rated ages 12 and up in Europe.
What?
Yeah.
You are kidding
me. No, I'm not. So
okay.
So we're going to have a video of two 12-year-olds putting a
spanking each other.
Yeah, putting a Wiimote down their pants and then spanking each other. God.
Wow.
This is stupid.
Yeah, they're butthurt. Cliffy B butter.
Yep. they had a price drop on the PSP and the PSP Go.
There's a shocking piece of news. Uh-huh.
PSP 3000 is now $130, and the PSP Go is $199.
Still too much for the PSP Go.
Yes, yes. Not too good.
No.
Oh, man, I am looking for some new...
I didn't read the story, but apparently Infamous 2 has you be able to create stuff. I didn't read the whole story. I don't know if you can find it.
Yeah, apparently there's going to be user-generated content for Infamous 2. You can create... Shit. I can't find it. Hang on, I'm looking. I found another story, too.
Okay.
But, come here. Here we go. Wait. No. God damn it. It's what you get whenever Ken isn't here, guys.
Unorganized.
Exactly. So, Cliff should be butthurt me. Oh, that's going to be the new puzzle quest. Butthurt. Here we go. Found it. Yeah. Oh. Okay. Infamous 2. It's a fucking video. God damn it. I don't want to see a video. I want to read about it.
Yeah, I found the video too.
Motherfucker. I hate this website, and I won't mention it. Kotaku. But anyway.
Snap.
Oh, Killer Wolverine, why is your dirt so shitty?
Oh, because I just don't put my effort into it anymore.
Oh, ever since you turned into a ninja, it just kind of sucked. Yeah. Ninja butt hurting. All right.
I take pride in sucking a lot.
So let me see what we got here. L.A. Noire. Awesome game, it looks like. Coming out in May. Is going to have exclusive stuff depending on where you pre-order at. Mm-hmm. And if you pre-order at GameStop, it's a full-on murder mystery that is a pre-order bonus. So, what the fuck?
That sums it up.
Exactly. I'm just like, so I'm missing out on some of the cool story stuff because I didn't buy it at GameStop?
Yeah.
Kiss my fucking ass, Rockstar Games.
I've already hated retail-specific DLC, and that's taken it to a new level of dumbness. I can't use the word I want to use, but it's ridiculous that you have that. How many different retailers is there? There's GameStop. There's probably Best Buy.
Amazon.
Is Walmart in this one too?
I don't know. They're just talking about the GameStop one right now.
That's just bullshit.
Yeah. Yeah. So Infamous is going to have user generated content. We don't really know how because we can't find a new story. So whatever. Yeah, So Pokemon released today.
Oh, good.
That'll be interesting and fun.
It'll sell a shit ton.
Of course it will. It always does. So I'm I guess I'm excited for it. I mean, I'm not.
I can hear your excitement.
I'm like, I don't know. It's just kind of weird. Like, I enjoyed Pokemon Pearl, which was the first Pokemon game I ever played, which was on the DS. And I played the other one that came out. I played Heart Gold. And like I said before, they're actually really good RPGs. And I don't see how like a little 6-year-old kid could understand and comprehend that game. Because there's a lot of stat tracking involved. There's a lot of, you know, adding buffs to characters and you know, knowing when to switch out Pokemon. And like, I just don't see how a kid can understand that. Seriously. Like, it's very complex. And now they're adding more crap. I got 3-on-3 battles and stuff, and it's crazy. So, I mean, I want to play it. It's just right now I don't – like, I have so much shit to play.
Yeah.
And plus, you know, I'm not really that much of a portable gamer anymore.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't know. I think I will pick it up eventually. I will say that, but it won't be
– when there's a dry spell?
Yeah, when there's a – if there ever will be one.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this month is just – fucking God, if you have a job, all your money, and you play video games, your money's gone.
I know. That's crazy. Like, we complained about how we never get anything in the summer, and now I'm complaining about getting shit in the summer.
Yeah.
So, damn.
We're spoiled.
Yeah, I know it. That's the thing. We're all getting... Cliffy B is on a fucking rampage.
He's on a butthurt mission.
I know it.
I know. I saw a story. It's not the story that I care about. It's the picture. It's Microsoft searching for gamers' favorite video game couple, and the picture is Marcus kissing Dom. Oh, it's funny. You want to talk about the iPad 2 a little bit?
You go right ahead. I know nothing about it.
I really don't know too much, except for the fact that it's small. It's thinner than the iPhone 4, which if you see an iPhone 4, it's really thin. It's the thinnest smartphone out there, but this is thinner. This tablet PC thing is slimmer than a phone.
Okay.
So it obviously is going to add, I think, 2 cameras, so you can FaceTime chat like, you know, you can with the iPhone 4 or whatever. I don't know too much more than that because I was going to look in and see all the new features and all this shit. But then Ken said, and this is true, that Apple is going to stop supporting last generation's iPad, which makes absolutely no sense.
Wait a minute. What?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, they won't release, like, games and shit for it either?
No, I think they'll release it, but I don't know. When people say that Apple won't support it, I don't know exactly what that means, because the way I've seen Apple so far and how they work is, we'll take the iPhone. You know, they release the iPhone and then 3G, 3GS, iPhone 4. When the iPhone 4 came out, they stopped supporting the 3G. So I don't know what that means per se, because the updates from iPhone 4 are for iPhone 4 and iPhone 3GS. So if you still have the 3G, your phone will be just moving at a crawl because the update's not for you. So I guess if there's updates for the iPad 2 or whatever, you can't use it on your iPad. Now, I don't know if that means developers are going to stop making apps for the first iPad. I don't know. If someone has more information about that, I mean, feel free to let us know what that exactly means. But all I know is the iPad 1, or the first generation, is getting a price cut. And they're actually, if you just bought an iPad, like, I guess, if you just bought it within the past couple weeks, they were going to give you a refund of $100.
Huh.
So, but I mean, that's kind of a slap in the face for them to already drop support for the first generation iPad.
Yeah.
At least wait until another, you know, like iPad 3 comes out, you know, follow the norm. They're not following their norm. So, I mean, I stopped looking into the iPad 2 and all its features because I just, you know, if they're going to stop supporting, you know, the first version of it, I don't want to support that. So
there's so many people that will, though.
Oh, yeah. I mean, because, you know, I Apple is a company. They're kind of dicks. And, you know, they overprice their shit, I think. But they make some cool stuff.
So
I have an iPod. That's about as far as it goes. But I don't know. I just like it, another thing that Twitter. Like I'm a fucking fiend on Twitter. Like I'm on there all the time, and like every time they have a press conference, everybody whines.
Yep.
It's like Cliffy B decided he is going to butt hurt everybody on the internet, and then everybody on the internet needs to tell everybody on Twitter. And so I just like to troll them.
It's fun to do.
It is. It's like, oh no. Apple's screwing you again. What else is new?
Yeah, for real.
And then, you would not believe. Like, seriously, I could post something very interesting. I'm trying to think of something very interesting. I don't know, a picture of my newborn child, and I wouldn't get one comment on it. But if I say, Steve Jobs is at it again, my God, I would get so many fucking replies.
Of course, Apple's got their loyal following, and if you say one thing sarcastically or anything bad against them, they're gonna fucking eat you alive.
I know, it's crazy. It's amazing. But anyway.
I love their stuff, though.
To be honest with you, like I said, I've only played around with an iPod, and that's all I've ever touched of theirs.
I mean, Android's really becoming a good competitor for them. I think in the next few years, I think Android might surpass them because they do. Android phones do some cool shit that iPods and iPhones don't do.
Yeah.
So, and that's Apple's fault because the iPhone can do a lot of shit, but it's locked out.
Yeah.
Which is, I'm glad they made jailbreaking legal, because once you jailbreak it, you can use, everything the iPhone can do.
Right. But, anyway, I guess that's all of the news because we're running out. And, we're not going to have questions this week because I don't think...
There are none.
Oh, there are none.
There are none. We answered them all. We need to get that filled, people.
Yeah. So, that's it, apparently. I don't have any iTunes reviews unless we got some Twitters.
We have a few. I think we missed a couple last week.
Okay.
excuse me. Sam in Seattle said, hey, Ryan, go play God of War 3. Game is mad fun. And that was from last week, which actually it's not. So I lied. So
there you go.
Yeah, he needs to go play that because God of War 3 is mad fun. And then he also asked, should I get the MK Collector's Edition? That 100-page art book sounds sweet. I can't decide if it's worth it. Well, I guess it depends on what kind of fan you are of Mortal Kombat.
Exactly.
So I know Ken will be getting it. I won't. Just the regular edition for me.
Yeah. I'm pretty much regular edition for everything nowadays.
Yeah, because, I mean, nothing's really warranting my $100.
I know.
I mean, Duke Nukem is, like, the only exception because that collector edition is pretty fucking great. That's how you do collector.
Come on. I mean, what am I going to do with a fucking bust of fucking balls of steel? I mean, come on.
You're going to put them in front of your TV and look at them every night right before you go to bed.
I'm not getting Duke Nukem for one thing, so...
Oh, not a Duke Nukem
guy. No, I was a Duke Nukem guy back in 1995, but...
When it was relevant.
When it was relevant, yeah. But, I mean, nowadays... I mean, come on. I mean, and they say it's 15 hours long?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
That's a little too many hours to be playing a first-person shooter, yeah, in my opinion.
That's too much balls of steel for me.
It's too much balls.
Ball.
Cliff B's got to butter you on...
Yeah. God. Bring it on, Cliffy B. God.
Selfo says, I'm an N4G podcast fanboy. I will defend you guys with ignorant arguments, made up facts, and illogical opinion.
Oh, there you go.
There you go. So thank you for supporting our movement.
Thank you.
Radio PM says, so, fanboy show, I'm intrigued. PSN for the win. Suck it, Xbox. I hope you have a good show, guys. Indeed. That broken piece of shit.
Yeah, I know it.
Xbox Microsoft trying to drain you of every fucking penny you have by purposely breaking their system.
Exactly. That and, come on, charging for online? Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I know.
What the hell?
Fucking, and raising it to $60. Way to just
butt hurt us, dude. God, come on. Why do I even pay for that? I need to sell my Xbox. Fuck that shit.
It might break first. Now that you said that, it'll break.
Yeah, it'll break.
You hurt his feelings.
I know it.
Stupid shit. Professor Chaos said, what happened to no show for 3 weeks? Well,
I mean, I don't know if we mentioned that me and you were going to do something on the show when we recorded.
I don't think we did during the break.
Oh, well, whoops, sorry. It was just me and Drew trying to going to be fanboys.
Might as well just say it was no show this week.
Yeah, we just did it because we had, you know, it's Sunday.
Yeah.
You know, missed our norm, so.
Yeah.
So here you go. Here's a show just for you. This is the Professor Chaos Just For You show.
There you go.
There's your title. There you go. So, Heisen Chaos says, since Activision killed the music genre by shoving it down our throats, what genre do you think is next?
I hope it's first-person shooter, but I think I'm wrong.
No. Yeah, first-person shooters won't ever die. Jesus. I'm just so glad that they killed the music genre.
You're not kidding, dude. Seriously, I mean, I loved Rock Band 1 and 2, and maybe Guitar Hero 2 and 3, but that's about as far as it goes.
Yeah, I mean, I think we said it from, I don't remember which rock or Guitar Hero we said it from, but just stop making, you know, new additions and just start and stick with the DLC. That's it. And it's just ridiculous that they keep year after year making just new versions of the game that you can't really add anything new to, except for DLC.
Exactly. So,
but I did see that even though they killed the actual making of the new Guitar Hero, they're still going to stick with DLC.
Oh, they did say that they were going to do that.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So they're still some DLC, which is good, because I'm sure that stuff still maybe gets downloaded. I don't know. I stopped downloading like 5 years ago.
No, I did too.
So we'll see what happens there. But I don't know what genres to go. I can tell you it won't be first-person shooters. I don't think any other genre, because, I mean, with every other genre, they at least add something that's worth playing the game for. Rock Band and Guitar Hero are different. So I don't know. I don't think any other genre is going to go.
Yeah, do we even have genres anymore? Because, I mean, come on. I mean, like, we got so many hybrids. I mean, look at Borderlands. Is that an RPG or is that a first-person shooter? I mean,
it's a good... That's a good point. That's a good point.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They're mixing up stuff so much now.
Yeah. Which, you know, I guess is a way to keep things fresh.
Exactly.
So, I don't think anything else is going to go, so, but we'll see what happens. H-Dogger says, if a 500-foot tall and 500-pound fanboy falls in the middle of the forest with no one around, does he make a sound?
He does make sounds. And if he has an internet connection, he will let people know.
And needy will.
Yes. I just fell down in the woods. Cliffy B butt hurt me. Final Fantasy is a traitor.
So yes, he will make a very loud and obnoxious sound. And the last one we have is from ShotCaller33. Haven't heard from him in a very long time.
Yeah, he went to a military camp. Like, he went to basic training.
Wow.
Yeah.
He says, hey, crew, just finished catching up on past podcasts. Now I can relax to the new shows. And he says, Mazel Tov to Gambus on the wedding.
There you go.
So, yes, indeed. So, that's it, folk.
Wow. So, yeah.
Yeah.
I guess, Jack.
Because not a lot of people were expecting a show tonight. I guess we should have said something.
Yeah, we should have, I think. But do you want to do a show next week?
I can't next week.
You can't next week?
No.
Okay.
I thought I could. I can't. I forgot I had plans.
Okay. Well, that's fine.
Unless it's later in the evening, but...
I mean, I could probably do it later in the evening if I don't have to fucking work all the time.
We'll get together later on this week and see what we can do.
Okay. All right. I'll talk to you on Twitter or email you either way.
That works.
But I guess, sorry, just trying to remember really shout outs. Red Sun Gamer Podcast. The shit.
I don't know his normals.
I don't know either. The Outcast is one of them.
All his normal, I don't know.
Pink and Deadly Podcast.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's all I know. I'm sorry, guys.
I mean, he says it every week, but God love him, I don't pay attention.
But, so all his normal shout outs, we're sorry we don't really remember everyone, but there's so many of you.
Yeah, I will personally give a shout out to Red Sun Gamer. Those guys are actually really cool. They do a lot of live streaming, and I watched them play through some Catherine, and they do live translations. And I also watched them play some Super Street Fighter 4 on the 3DS.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. But anyway, shout out to Charlie Sheen. You keep me busy during my boring work days, because that guy just releases. He has his own like live streaming show now.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
What does he say in his live streaming show?
It's random crap.
What?
I'm not shitting you. I posted it on Twitter yesterday. I was like, this dude is streaming live right now. It started yesterday.
What? He just talks about random shit?
He's got a bunch of people with him. I don't know who they are. They're like a bunch of hipsters. And I don't know. He just talked about random shit. Like, he had a bottle of Tiger Blood, and he was drinking it. It's like an energy drink or something like that. And he apparently got a tattoo on his wrist, and it says winning.
Something he's not really doing.
Apparently he is in his eyes. So there you go.
Well, at least in someone's eyes he's winning.
There you go.
God. Oh, man.
But anyway, I guess that's all for this week. The N4G podcast / fanboy cast, which we didn't really pour on too much fanboy.
Well, I mean, if we do a show next week, we'll have to collaborate more.
Yeah. I need to make some notes. Like, all right, we need to talk about Final Fantasy and House of Traitor. We need to talk about how much 360 sucks.
Yeah, that's definitely on the agenda.
Yeah.
That has to be stupid system.
But,
Red Ring, my fucker.
E47 or whatever it is.
Connect.
Fucking, yeah.
I want to punch mine right now just looking at it. Worthless piece of shit.
Yep.
Anyway, but yeah, we need reviews.
Yeah, we do need an iTunes review. Here's the deal. If you want a show next week, give me a fucking iTunes review.
There you go. And who doesn't want our show?
Yeah, exactly. So. They want our show. And I want it to be a bad one. 5-star review, but bad one.
There you go. There's the criteria.
That's how it works. Like, I won't read it unless it's not 5-star and bad.
Also, fill up the questions.
Yeah.
We need questions, people.
God, I remember.
You're slacking.
Yeah, I remember back in the day, man, you guys were like, man, we're like 2 months behind on the questions.
Yeah.
Shit.
And now we're caught up, and I was kind of hoping to have some questions so we can fanboy answer.
I know. Give us some questions so we can fanboy them. Like, troll our asses. I want some trolls. Are you kidding me? N4G.com is full of trolls. You can't tell me that one of you want to troll us.
Exactly. And disappointing, because I was really looking forward to, you know, just getting into some fanboy rants.
I know. God damn. But yeah, maybe next week. Next week, I may just record my own voice if you don't show up.
There you go. So, that'll be fun.
But
it'll entertain you.
Exactly. I may have Jay Borsuk on, too, because he just messaged me.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
We hadn't had him on in a while. But,
I do have shout outs, you know, obviously to Ryan. Hope he's having a fucking blast down in sunny Florida.
Definitely.
And Ken, who's in Boston, who sent me a picture last night with, God, a shit ton of snow. So I don't know if they got in after a snowstorm or something, but it's, or it was just left over from a current or a recent snowstorm, but it was a shit ton of snow. So thank God I'm not in Boston.
No shit, dude. That's like 70 degrees down here in Georgia.
Oh, I wish it was 70 over here. God, I think it's only like 40. So, but yeah, I hope those two are having fun. We'll be getting news out for PAX here by the end of the week. Fuck Jason and John for not showing up. So suck it, you two.
Spending times with their girlfriends and wives.
Wait.
Well, anyway. But since Gamus is not here, I guess I'll give the end outro a shot.
All right,
here we go. Yay!
That was very well done, sir. Very well done.
Thank you.